Frank Lavin has published a new book about a Canton GI coming to grips with the violence and vagaries of World War II. It's his dad's story, crafted from old letters, memories, and research. But Lavin says it's actually a story shared by millions of kids who came of age during the war. I spoke with Lavin about the book, Homefront to Battlefront, an Ohio teenager in World War II. Frank Lavin's dad, Carl, was a kid, barely into his 20s, when he headed off to war, a foot soldier like millions of others.
They show courage, they show discipline, they show cohesion, and it is pretty impressive that they get it. They get what's at stake, and they show their stuff. At the same time, they're still teenagers. You know, there's always somebody who wants to cut corners. There's always someone who might not be telling the whole truth to their mom. There's always someone who's trying to get double rations and chow line. So there's always that sort of teenage atmosphere. But boy, there's an incredible sense of performance and of duty among that generation.
Talk about some things you found in the letter that really crystallized for you. What stood out for him in that experience?
Well, it's the juxtaposition, ML. It's every day is somebody trying to kill you and you're trying to kill someone else, the most serious undertaking a person can perform, and it juxtaposed against superficial or silly things. I remember one episode he describes where he says the squad leader, sergeant, told a bunch of them that they'd seen some people moving on a tree line a few hundred yards away, clearly a German patrol of some sort, go and check it out. And these kids go out there knowing they're going to get 50% casualties, but every single teenager does it. And at the same day, a company medic comes by, or battalion medical officer comes by, and he says, some of you guys are behind on your shots. And every single kid lies to the medic, and every single kid complains. So at one moment, they really are heroes, you know, facing a very deadly situation. Later that same day, they're all basically teenagers saying, I'm not going to go get a measles shot.
Your dad is a Jewish kid from the Midwest,
yeah,
fighting in Europe against the backdrop of the most horrific event. Did that play in his story?
Yeah, there's a few interesting things. One is he takes a very detached view of what's going on. It's a very mission-focused view. It's not an emotional view. I hate Hitler. I hate the Nazis. It's we're doing our job, and our job is to beat these guys. So his entire sort of written approach to what he's doing is professional, dutiful soldier. But look, we know it was horrific, and there's one moment that reveals this, because the first death camp that is liberated by the Americans is a Buchenwald component called Ordov. Eisenhower visits this place. Eisenhower takes Patton and Omar Bradley with him. The other thing he does is he sends a note that he invites any Jewish GI to get a half day's leave, and they'll put you in a truck and we'll take you so you can walk through and see this yourselves. Carl said at that time he just couldn't. He'd seen nothing for months but people getting killed, people wounded, and just terrible parts of war, and he just had no appetite for seeing something arguably even more terrible, so he declined the offer. He just didn't have the stomach for it. Now, he said he subsequently regretted that. Just for a matter of history, he should have gone to see it, but he just didn't have sort of the mindset to prepare himself for how low humanity could go.
For somebody who doesn't have a direct connection to World War II, what do you want them to find in this book?
Well, I'd say there's two or three things. If you're more of a political scientist, you say our world today is still defined by World War II. It was World War II that we, as a nation, first decided we needed to have peacetime allies, we needed to have overseas deployment. So our global posture, for good or wrong, all came out of that, and I think that does help you understand where we are today by looking at where we were 70 years ago. But then I'd say there's a personal story there, too, that many people appreciate. There's a core lesson of this book, which is history is sometimes a very top-down history. What was Eisenhower doing? What was Churchill doing? What did Truman decide to do? And all of that's very important. But the ultimate success on the ground is made up because of 1 million or 2 million GIs. And they are kids. They're motivated. They've got a rifle. It's how they perform that ultimately decides the outcome of the war. It's also these are the folks who pay the ultimate price. So I would tell anybody in senior policy decisions, yeah, you need to think of grand strategy and the outcome of the war, but you also need to think of the GI and the price that that family is paying, the price that individual is paying when you make these decisions to put people into war.
Frank Lavin says that over the decades until his death in 2014, Carl Lavin described himself as lucky. Frank remembers him as serene and a man who led an active and optimistic life.